Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, now back to take us through our five-star picks of the week is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Happy New Year, Tone. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Tony. Happy New Year, Chris and Bob. How you guys doing?
We're fantastic, Tony. Santa, good to you, Tone?
Absolutely, man. Got a chance to spend time with my family. Man, we in the snow up in Colorado, man. Everything was just so great. We got a lot of snow. The kids wanted snow, and they got a lot of snow.
Good for them. Tony, it's been a few weeks since we got together. We last time was, you know, prior to the holidays, and we put our picks in, though, and I want to remind everybody where we were the last time we got together. So you were out in front at 14-11 on the season. Bob was a game back at 13-12. I was at 11-14. You go back to our picks on our last show, you and Bob both had really good weeks at 4-1 in week 15. I was 3-2. And then since we weren't on the show last week, we still texted each other who we were picking and whatnot. So let's go through that. Last week, we all took Kansas City and the game against the Bengals. So we all got a loss there. We all took Tennessee and they blew out the Dolphins. We all took Indy. They lose to the Raiders. So we all get another loss there. So through three games, we're all 1-2. Tony, you and I took Arizona to beat the Cowboys. Bob took Dallas, so you and I get a win there. And then, Tony, you took Cleveland. Can't believe it. While Bob and I were right in picking the Steelers. I mean, how is Ben going to lose to Cleveland in his last home game, Tony?
But, hey, so, but Chris, you know what I did know, Chris, for that game? I didn't know that was Ben's last home game. I didn't know. If I would have known that, I would have picked the Steelers.
Yeah, you got to be in the know on that, Tone. So you take a loss, Bob and I both get a win there. So for the week, I was 3-2. You and Bob were 2-3. So now for the season, you're still a game up on Bob at 20-15. He's 19-16. I'm 17-18. I looked down and said, well, how many games left do we have? And we have 18 games left. If you go all the way, we go all the way to the Super Bowl, 5 this week and then the playoffs all the way to the Super Bowl. So 18 possible games left. You got a game lead over Bob. You got a 3-game lead over me. So I'm still alive, but it's going to be tough.
Yes.
So I may have to make some strategic decisions about who I'm picking after I hear who you pick. But let's get into this week's game. So, Tone, our first game is going to be the 11-5 Cowboys at the 9-7 Eagles. The Cowboys are a 7-point road favorite. Now, Tony, both teams are currently in the playoffs. They're both, you know, going to be in the playoffs. They can't fall out. But they can jockey a little bit up and down. So it's a big win for the Cowboys because they could fall anywhere from the 2 seed to the 5 seed. The Eagles could end up being the 6th or the 7th seed. And oddly enough, no matter which way they fall, depending on all the games, either which way, they're going to end up playing the Bucks in the first round. It's either going to be the 3 and the 6 or it's going to be the 2 and the 7. But either way, it's going to be the Eagles and the Bucks in the first week. So know that going in. Based on that, who do you like in this game?
And see, here's the thing about these games this week. You know, every game is really, you don't know what you're going to do. You know, you want to win, but at the same time, you got to keep everybody healthy. Cause if you win the game and you lose your starting quarterback, you actually lose the game. And so it's the philosophies of all the coaches of what they're going to do. How long are they going to keep those starting players in the game? You want to win, but do you risk it? And so saying all that, I just still think, Dallas needs to win psychologically to, get them a boost to go into the playoffs. Because I feel if they lose this game against the Eagles, you're supposed to beat the Eagles. And so I'm going to go with Dallas because of that. But it's going to be a close game. And so we'll see what happens. We'll see. 27-24 Cowboys.
Okay. Bob, who do you got?
I think Tony explained it great. I think Dallas, they just want to, mentally, you want to keep it going. You know, it's not, they don't want to mail anything in at this point. And, you know, on paper, you would think Dallas, well, they got to be a much better team. So, well, their defenses are probably about even. And the Dallas Cowboys have scored, you know, just a few more points. So, I mean, it's not as big of a gap as people might think. But I'm with Tony. I just think Dallas wants to keep going. And Tony's right. You know, there's teams that are going to hear scores during games and you want to keep people healthy. That affects how people play at times. But I still think they'll have enough to win even on the road. How about Dallas 30-20?
Okay. And I think you guys are right. I'm going with the Cowboys as well. Bob, you make some really good points. And I think what people need to understand is there's not a whole lot of separation in these teams. And if I told you the Eagles are the number one rushing offense in the league, how surprised would you be to hear that? And how surprised would you be to hear that Ezekiel, you know, as good as Ezekiel Elliott is, Zeke has only got 3 100-yard rushing games this year. And they all came back in weeks 3, 4, and 5. So, you know, hey, the Eagles can run the football. It's in Philadelphia. It's going to be cold. If I really thought that they were going to put their all into this, and like I said to at the top here, right, no matter what way the Eagles go, they're going to end up playing the Bucs in the first round. So I think Tony's right. I think there could be some resting of players and that sort of thing. So I think Dallas has everything to gain. They want to be the 2 seed. They don't want to be the 5 seed. So I'm going with the Cowboys as well. I think it's actually a more of a not quite a Tony Collins blowout special, but I'll take the Cowboys 27-10. Our second game is my 8-7-1 Steelers going to the 8-8 Ravens. The Ravens are actually a 5.5-point home favorite. Now, Tony, on Monday night, like I said, you got to see Ben Roethlisberger's last home game. Sunday is going to be his last ever game, and it's against his most intense rival. So does Ben go out a winner on Sunday in Baltimore?
Okay, I have one question to ask. Is Lamar Jackson playing?
I don't think so. I think Tyler Huntley's still going to get the start, and I'm impressed by the way.
If Tyler Huntley's playing in the game, I'm going all the way with the Steelers. Let me tell you something about I watched the game that Ben played against Cleveland. I mean, he didn't have a great game, but he managed the game, and he did what he had to do to win the game. But it was a great win for him, and I was seeing it. His emotion on the field and after the game, man. You know, I'm big for that. So I'm a Ben fan, man. So I'm going with the Steelers. They can't without Lamar Jackson. They don't have enough weapons. So we're going with the Steelers 27-17.
Okay, Bob, what do you think?
That's a tough one. This is probably the toughest that I faced this week just because of the uncertainty of everything. And you got to put the emotional part of it on there. You know, what I hear about Jackson, I know he hasn't been practicing and he's limited at practice, but I still think he, you know, somehow he might get in there. You know, technically they got a shot. They're at home. The fans are going to be crazy. I'm going to pick Baltimore for some reason. I just have a hunch. I'm going to pick Baltimore to win 23-20.
Well, you know it's going to be close because the games between these two always are.
Always.
But you know, the Steelers got a slim hope of still getting into the playoffs. A miracle is going to happen. The Jags would have to beat the Colts, and we know that's not going to happen. But I just don't think Ben goes out a loser. I think he wins at home in his last home game. I think this one's about pride and the rivalry and all of that sort of thing. I think Ben is going to be out there, you know, gunslinger going down, right? I could see Matt Canada, their offensive coordinator, making some play calls, and Ben's just shaking his head like, no, we're not doing that. And he's just going to go out there and he's going to throw 60 passes and he's going to try to go out a winner and a gunslinger and all that sort of stuff. And I just think he rides off into the sunset. And this rivalry has been great. One of the best in sports. I think they go through it and they do it again. And the Steelers take it 30-27. Before we get to our next game, we've got our next guest, Randy Cross, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Randy here in just a moment. Guys, our third game is the 9-7 49ers going to the 12-4 Rams. Rams are a 4.5-point road favorite. Tony, the Rams need to win to clinch the NFC West. The 49ers win to make the playoffs. So this is sort of a winner go home for San Francisco. Who do you like?
Yeah, that's the whole thing about this. The Rams are already in the playoffs. 49ers are fighting for their lives. So, I mean, you know, it just really depends how the game goes. I mean, if it's a close game, I'm pretty sure the Rams are going to keep you know, their starters in because they want to win as well. But if you got a 14, 15, 20 point lead, 49ers against the Rams, then there's no way they're going to keep those starters in there because they're already in the playoffs. So I'm going with 49ers. I think they have enough weapons to compete with the Rams. I'm really not impressed with the Rams, to be totally honest with you. They're iffy sometimes. So I'm going with the 49ers because it's a must win for them. We'll go 37, a lot of points scored, 37-31, 49ers.
Okay. Bob, who do you like?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing Randy Cross's memories of this. It's a great rivalry, guys. And, you know, the old games and the old college, I go way back to it, these guys. But, you know, San Francisco, like Tony said, they're playing with urgency. Rams are probably going to say, okay, let's stay semi-healthy here. No matter, we still want to win the division. But somehow San Francisco gets it done. I'm going to say they win 27-21.
Okay. And I'm with you guys. I like the 49ers in this game as well. I mean, the Rams have won 5 in a row and certainly don't want to lose and potentially fall from the 2 seed all the way down to the 5 seed if the Cardinals were to win and they lose. But the 49ers, I just think, you know, this is all the motivation in the world. You win and you get to go to the playoffs. Their defense is playing well. They're 5th against the pass, 9th against the run. Matthew Stafford has thrown 6 interceptions in his last 3 games. I think the 49ers are going to be the more desperate team. Their backs are against the wall and they're going to come out with a high level of intensity. I like them to go on to win as well. A close one, I think they get it done 27-24. Our fourth game is Tony's 10-6 Patriots at the 8-8 and eliminated from the playoffs Miami Dolphins. The Patriots are a 6.5-point road favorite. Tony, you know the Dolphins would love nothing more than to push your Patriots down to a lower seed. They would be the 6th seed if they lose. Can they avoid that?
Hey, listen, you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is New England's going to win, come beat Miami, and the Jets are going to beat the Bills.
Oh.
So if that happens, the Patriots get home field advantage?
They wouldn't be the 1 seed, but they would be the 2 seed.
No, they wouldn't be the 1 seed, but they'll be the 4 seed, and the Bills will be the 5th seed, if that would happen.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so that and that's what's going to happen. We're going to beat the Dolphins. We're going to beat the Dolphins 37-10, and the Jets are going to beat the Bills. I don't know what the score is, but the Jets are going to beat the Bills, and we're going to have the 4th seed, and the Bills are going to have the 5th seed, and they're going to have to come to New England and play us in the playoffs.
Wow. That will be fun. I hope that happens because we'll get Ange back on the show and then we'll have a whole nother bet and that would just be great. Oh, I look forward to that. I hope you're right. Bob, is Tony crazy?
Yeah, well, Tony, I hate to rely on the Jets for anything. So, let's face it. I think New England just kind of cruises in this game, Chris, without going into too much detail. 31-17, New England.
Yeah, I got a 31-17 as well, or 30-17, so very close. Yeah, I don't see there's any way the Dolphins are going to make this thing, unless something, you know, drastic happens. I just don't see it happening. The Patriots, too strong. Tua is still struggling this season. Only, you know, over the last 3 games, he's barely averaging 200 yards passing, 4 interceptions, 3 touchdowns, only thrown for 300 yards once, and that was against the Jags. So I don't see enough offense for Miami to be competitive in this one. All right, our last game is the Sunday night all or nothing, 9-7 Chargers at the 9-7 Raiders. Chargers are a 3-point road favorite. Tony, who goes on and who goes home?
Now, this is the only game that really, really kind of matters, and it's going to be a great game to watch. Let me tell you, I watched the Raiders last week, and you know, I didn't think they could hang with the Colts, man. I really didn't think they could. And, they really surprised me. Raiders got a good football team. They got a good defense. They got a good, passing attack. Isaiah Jones, who is, ECU, alumni, he's playing well. I'm going with the Raiders. I think the Raiders can upset them playing at home, post game, 27-24, Raiders win.
Okay. Bob, who do you like?
It can go either way, Chris. I think both defenses aren't that good. So you're going to see some points scored. I just think the Chargers have kind of too much offense. It's going to be close, but I think high scoring. I'm going to give the nod to the Chargers and Herbert. I'm going to go, I'll go the opposite with 27-24 Chargers.
Okay.
Well, I'm with Tony. I like the Raiders. I mean, Bob, you and I talked about it at the top of the show. I just don't like what the Chargers do this time of year. They've only been to the playoffs twice since 2010. They wasted all those Phillip Rivers years. Since 2008, they're either 7-9, 8-8, or 9-7, 9 times since 2008, which is, you know, they're 9-7 right now. And, what that tells me is they're a mediocre team and a mediocre organization. I think Justin Herbert's a fantastic quarterback. He's third in the league in passing yards, 35 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, 10th rated. But their defense is 30th against the run. And I think that's going to come up and bite them. This time of year, you got to run the football and stop the run. They can't stop the run. I think the Raiders run on them, and they take the game 30-27. Tony, before we let you go, remind everybody about the great things you do to help kids go to college.
Well, this is what we're doing now. We're getting ready to try to get these books into these schools and understanding with the pandemic and everything that's going on right now. We can't get into the schools to speak personally, but we can get the books into the schools and let these kids know what's going on and helping these kids off to college. So that's what we're doing. If you know any schools that need books, hey, go to my Instagram, and this is what we're going to start with coming up in this January, and hopefully we can get to these kids and help these kids out.
There you go. Tony, you're the best, my friend. Happy New Year to you and the family. We look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Same to you guys. Happy New Year.
Take care, Tony.
See you, Tone. That's the great Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Randy Cross, hanging on the line. Going to get to Randy on the other side of this real quick station break.